Hey True North, it's Tuesday, September 29th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to True North Daily. There are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way who nods at them and says, "Morning boys, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim on for a bit, and then eventually one of them looks to the other and says, "What the hell is water?" That isn't a story found in the Old Testament or New, but rather a story given to us by David Foster Wallace. He was an author, cultural observer, and ultimately not a Christian, but in all of his observations of life, there are interesting tidbits that I found to be helpful for the Christian, especially this story. You see, David addresses this later by saying he's not trying to act as the older fish giving all these college graduates some infinite wisdom about life. Rather, the point he was trying to make is that the most obvious important realities of life are often for us the ones that are most hardest to see and talk about. And although it's not a completely biblical story, I do think Apostle Paul would actually agree that in Romans 12:2, what he writes is, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." I believe Jay preached on this verse a couple of weeks ago, and it's still stuck in my mind that I think for a lot of Christians and disciples and members of True North, that we might pour a lot of resources into growing in knowledge of God, in our Bibles, in our prayer life, in our community, which again are all good, holy, and faithful things to do as a church. But one interesting thing that Paul notes is, we need to be aware that the world is conforming us, and that not only are we need to be aware of it, but we need to test what is the will of God. Because so often, as David would put it, that sea or ocean or water of culture that you're swimming in isn't aware to your conscious mind. You see, the point that I'm trying to get at today is that so often discipleship and following Christ, one of the main inhibitors is not how much we're not doing, but how much we're unaware of how the world, culture, and life around us is conforming us. You see, as David put it, we need to ask over and over again, what is the water, ocean, and sea that we're swimming in? Now, what are those oceans? What are those seas? I think that's a part of our discipleship journey to continually ask, pray, read scripture, journal about, because I think it changes with time, with geography, with your vocation, with your stage of life. And I think a part of discipleship is trying to identify what those are. But in my own observations, I do see kind of three general oceans of culture that some of us aren't aware that we're swimming in. And some of these I mentioned before in my teachings or sermons. So if I'm repetitive, I apologize. But I think one sea of culture that often a lot of us are swimming in without knowing is a digital sea. And that digital sea conforms us into a state of constant anxiety. You see, if you're like me in this pandemic, my screen time on my iPhone has only increased, it seems like, week by week. With just being stuck at home, I'm scrolling through Instagram, Facebook. And what's happened is this digital sea that I'm swimming in, without knowing it, it's conforming my mind and anxiety. You see, so often as I'm online and posting and seeing other people post, I think now I implicitly believed that so often what the digital sea tells us is that you are your experiences. You are the places that you have visited, the friends that you are able to hang out with or maybe not hang out with. You are as good as the Yelp review or foodie place you could have been visiting while you're on quarantine. And what happens is it conforms us into a state of anxiety because we're always trying to catch up to the latest experience, trend, or friend group. You see, if we're always anxious about our display on this digital sea, we lose the truth that we are not our experiences, that we don't post because we are what we post, but that we are sons and daughters of God. Others of us, I think, swim in a sea of freedom that has conformed and turned us shallow and paralyzed. You know, there's a quote that has always stuck with me by another author who says, "We are drowning in freedoms, but thirsting for meaning." And again, I've talked about this a lot, but it's an issue that I don't think many Americans realize, but the obsession and also availability of freedom has left us paralyzed, not only as Americans, but as Christians. See, when you're on Netflix or HBO or just trying to figure out what to watch, now more than ever, there's tens of maybe even hundreds of choices that you need to make. And oftentimes I find myself scrolling to find a Netflix movie more than actually watching the movie itself. You see, when we swim in the sea of freedom and we think we find meaning in that, what it happens is we are paralyzed to making any decisions because we're terrified of making the wrong one. And from this sea of freedom, we're never transformed by a church, by people, by relationships, even maybe in a marriage, because we're never around long enough, because there's always another option right on the corner. And lastly, another sea that I see that a lot of us may be swimming in is a sea of achievement, which transforms us by drowning us. See, so often, and we've talked about this a lot, True North, we think what we do defines who we are, but we're never able to do anything when we think that way. You see, Jim Carrey puts it best, which a quote that I've quoted a lot, which he says, "I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything that they ever dreamed of so that they can see it's not the answer." You know, living in the Bay Area, maybe even especially now as we're getting layoffs and cuts from jobs, so often the creeping thought as we swim through the sea of achievement is, I am my salary, I am my vocation, I am my position in the societal ladder. See, what the gospel tells you is you are not what you do, but you are what Christ has done. And again, I could go on and on, but the main point that I think Paul is trying to get at is, are you aware of the sea that you're swimming in, as David would put it? I hope we can take some time to think, to meditate, to pray, to realize what sea that we're swimming in and turn our eyes back to Christ. Let's pray. Lord, as we try to follow you, allow us not to just be thinking of how we can do more, how we can read more, how we can pray more and serve more, but to also be aware of how we're swimming in a sea that we may not be aware of. That so often the culture and realities that we live are what actually inhibits us from following you more completely and more fully. Allow us to be faithful in that time. We thank you in Christ and we pray. Amen.